Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Will you? Will you be home for Christmas? Hopefully you are, or heading there, or you are at escrow and waiting to be in a home before Christmas. I mean, why do one of those destination weddings? Why buy a new car? Why buy that trophy boat or that trophy wife? Get a house. Get a house instead. That's what we'd like you to do. So call your local realtor and say, hey, Mike says I can get into a home before Christmas. How do I do that? I want to thank last week our guest we had, Denise Stiles, and she did a kind of spoiled us, right, Joe? She brought a box of Krispy Kremes in, and now we're sitting around looking. There's nothing here to eat.
Yeah, what a bummer.
What a bummer,
she
man.
Was even good on the air.
It's darn good on the air. You kidding me? She got a ton of calls after the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so her information is up on the blog, and if you want to hear her, hear the whole show in its entirety, you can go to ksro.com and go to the there's shows, and then if you go down, you'll see Ask the Expert. And I'm the top of the list on the Ask the Expert. And you can hear Denise in all of her glory for the entire hour. She did a really good show. We had those new loan limits, which will be taking effect, actually in effect now. If you close the transaction, I think it's after the 17th, you'll be able to use those new loan limits, which is good because it gets you more house for the money. And even though the prices here are somewhat on the wane, and we're going to chat about that in more detail, people are out there making deals, but I'm not, you know, I'm going to talk about some of the financing we use to buy properties here in Sonoma County. And I think we could do better with certain, categories, and those happen to be VA and FHA. I think they took it in the short. So now we need to get people out back in there looking at homes because, you know, prices are starting to come down. We're going to talk about chasing the market and how you should not overprice your property. Sometimes, you know, we have clients who want a certain number, and you can try all you wish to give them the realities of the marketplace, but they just don't get it. They have to perhaps wait and see other properties sell before they realize they are overpriced in the marketplace. And unfortunately, when that happens, you know, they've missed all the opportunity of when their property is fresh and young to the market. You know, after 2 or 3 weeks, you get stale, especially in a market where homes were selling fairly quickly. So when you're on the market for, you know, 3 weeks to 4 weeks, people start going, okay, what's the problem here? And now even in this market where things are not flying out the door as they once did, though there are still multiple offers, but they're not as, you know, they're getting a little more rare. But prices are not plummeting by any means, but they are definitely, we are not in that, you know, 7, 8, 10% per year rate we were seeing regarding the median home price. So the median home price was flat last month, or the month before, then it was down 5%. Last month. So you can see our median is now going in the opposite direction. And a lot of that has to do when you talk about median home price, kind of where the action is. We're going to talk about that too. Plus, we'll take your calls. They give us a call if you wish at 636-1350, 636-1350. And we can chat if you have any questions regarding residential real estate and all that kind of good stuff. I'm going to have two great agents holding one of my listings open today up in Wickiup. I was here last week and just great crowds. There's still a lot of people going to open houses. So I think that they're out there looking for sure. And, we're just trying to, you know, present the properties in a way where they can hopefully get in there and make an offer, and we can offer give them the things they want in the way of an offer. But the property address is 5421 Cassandra Way. 5421 Cassandra Way. Price is $739 on that property. And it's a Condiatti tri-level, just over 2,000 square feet. Very popular model. It's got the family room downstairs, with kind of a split level. So you can, you know, you can actually, if you're in the kitchen, you can see down into the family room. So a lot of parents really like that. It's got a slider that goes out to the backyard. The landscaping is absolutely superb. The owner is a professional landscaper, so he's done a lot of trick things to the lot. So you got to go check it out. The it's got a nice RV boat storage on the left-hand side of the property. Four bedrooms, two and a half baths. Two bathrooms have been remodeled. A new flooring material. New paint, so it's a great little property. We're going to have Anita Anderson and Elizabeth Faust will be there today from 1 to 4 o'clock. So go check it out and write an offer on it, will you? They'd like to be out of there. They're moving to Arizona. Everybody's moving to Arizona. Arizona or Oregon? Is that funny? And then, or Nashville or Tennessee or the South and
all
Texas.
Over.
Anywhere but here, you know, I guess. No, it's a lot of people. A lot of my friends are telling me the, you know, a lot of the fire victims. You know, I was at a Rotary Club yesterday. We had a Christmas party, and a lot of, you know, we had 10 Rotarians in our club lose their house, and they're kind of. I was talking to all of them, getting their take on how things are going and this kind of thing, and you know, there are certain people that are just naturally. You know, if they're in business for themselves and they're used to, you know, doing certain things in business and dealing with the government, you know, they're okay with how to rebuild your house. But there are other people that are just totally lost. And we're seeing that in the numbers, you know, as far as, you know, permits that are pulled and how many lots are still up there that are haven't even, you know, been cleared, but they've not really had bids formalized and to see just what it's going to cost to rebuild their house. A lot of the costs are coming way over what people thought they would be. We've talked about that here on the show before. So it'll be interesting to see how many people actually, you know, rebuild, how many people actually sell their lots. I think that's one party segment of the market that is, in my opinion, way overpriced. Are the lots that they're trying to sell in Fountain Grove in the Northeast area. It's just not, you know, there's too many of, number one, of those lots up there. So it's really hard to, you know, maintain any sense of where the market should be. And they're not selling all that quickly either. So that'll be an interesting phenomenon to see how that shakes out up in that area come the spring market and everything. But, you know, people are getting foundations poured and they're building. So that's what we want to see. But like I said, it's a seller's market. If you're a contractor, you know, you pretty much are calling the shots. And some of the prices we've been hearing are pretty staggering. They're either incredibly expensive or they're just too cheap. You know, and somebody was quoting me a price per square foot for a really upper-end property, and I kind of was going, boy, I don't know. And then I was talking to my friends yesterday, and they're going, really? They think they can do it for that? I'm going, yeah. And he goes, wow. It's a lot cheaper than I'm doing it. Anyway, so it, just stay tuned. There'll be, you know, we will look at that in more detail as the year progresses. But, you know, I'm going to run the numbers. I ran the numbers for the show last week. We'll go over those again. But I also, like I said, ran the financing numbers, which is how people, you know, buy these properties. And we're going to chat about that. The sales right now for the end of the month for November. You know, we've only got December left. We're down 5% over last year at this time. So not a tremendous number. You know, the median home price is down about 5% also, you know, for year over year. But so we're going to probably see that because there's less activity in the marketplace. And, you know, we had a whole bunch of million-dollar properties sell in 2017. This 2018 has not been that robust. So we're going to take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. We have no Krispy Kreme donuts to eat today, so we'll have to just Yeah, I know. Come on. Denise, are you there? Denise, can you bring us down some Krispy Kremes? But anyway, so we'll see.
She doesn't even have to stay and talk.
Yeah, I know, really. Just get, open the door, throw them in, and we'll be happy. We're coming like a couple of, you know, caged animals in here. Throw food in here. And blah, blah, blah. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More with the Real Estate Hour. If you want to chat with us, give us a call at 636-1350, 636-1350. We'll take a break and come right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Markets on your mind? Thinking about your 401k? Stay in the know with KSRO. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. What's happening in the markets and why? From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Hey, Sonoma County sports fans, if you want to scoop on the Oakland Raiders, San Francisco 49ers, and local high school football, tune in to Overtime with Nick Mattis and Bob Seymour. With special guest, Sonoma County's greatest athlete, 13-year NFL veteran, and a Cardinal Newman graduate, Jerry Robinson. Sunday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on KSRO. Don't miss it.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home.
Yes, it's that time of the year, and hopefully you can be at a home before Christmas. What if your people are getting all their Christmas shopping done and all that good stuff and out having fun and getting the trip? We finally got our tree up, and but nothing on it yet. We're going to do that today. But, you know, I'm not, you know, I got all this stuff, you know, downstairs in my shed. I'm going to bring it all upstairs, and I'm kind of I'm not really getting to be a bah humbug, but I'm kind of going, you know.
A lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Yeah, I'm not as.
For what, 3 weeks?
Yeah. And my wife is one of these people. I want to put it up like the day after Thanksgiving. And she's going, no, we got a whole month to go. You don't know how to do it. The tree up for all that time. It'll burn up. It'll, you know, I go, what? What? The tree's going to burn up, you know, because it's been, what, it's on one more week?
I mentally think Thanksgiving. For my lights, I mentally think Thanksgiving, but I usually don't get it done for a day or two or a week. And I finally got them up this week. Actually, I had to put them up twice.
Yeah.
So it was one day we had them up, and I came home from one night from my Warrior game. You know, we got here at home about 8:30, and the lights weren't on, and I came in the house. Why aren't the Christmas lights on? And my wife said they are. And I go, uh-oh. And I went out, and sure enough, they were plugged in, but one strand.
Oh, I hate that.
Yep, so yeah. I had to go through them all, and so now they're all up again.
Yeah, my lights never make it by 1 year. I don't know what the thing is. There's that really cool thing I saw on television, this little thing you click on the light bulb, and it fixes it or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know. So yeah. I saw it. I go, wow, what's that? And then it was gone.
Well, you got to know which light bulb it is.
Well, hello. But yeah. So what do you go, every light bulb? You know,
much have to.
You know, 40 feet of them or something, yeah. You know? Nah. And they're so darn cheap, too.
Bah humbug.
Bah, I know. I'm going, ah, bah humbug. Heck with Christmas. But it is a nice time of the year. My dog likes it too. So, yeah, but my wife was making cookies with their sisters yesterday, so there's a whole box of cookies, which is the last thing I need in my life right now, is a whole box of cookies. It was really funny. I went to – not funny. It was interesting. I went to a bar meeting for Sonoma County Bar Association, and they had a trust in estates kind of update. I work with fiduciaries and trust attorneys, so I want to kind of get up to date on the nomenclature and all that kind of stuff. But, if you don't have a trust, guys, you really need to go see somebody about, getting a trust made for yourself. And especially if you have some substantial assets. And it's amazing to me how many people do not have a trust and just have a will. And there's all sorts of issues why you should have a trust. We had Juliana Brockway in here about 3 weeks ago, and a great trust attorney. My trust attorney I use is Jan O'Neill. She did my trust. Great gal. And, you just need to really, if you're at a certain age, guys, and you have assets, and not only that, but, there's all these end-of-life issues you may want to take care of. And, get into your trust and who is going to do this, who's going to take care of that. What are your wishes as to, how you wish to, the final days to go if you're in the hospital where they're ready to pull the plug. There's a lot of issues that you need to decide now. And the nice thing about a trust is that it gives you that capability where your wishes, can come true after you are gone. So, you avoid probate, which is very, very expensive, and it's a statutory, fees that go with probate. So, why pay anybody extra money if you don't have to? So, really looking to get into trust. When I heard the attorneys going on and on and on, it was just pretty amazing all the different ways you can structure a trust, and especially if you have extensive properties. And so you really need to chat with somebody. I recommend both Jan O'Neill and Juliana Brockway for that, and you'll find them. Juliana's, all her information is on the blog, the realestatehourblog.com. The realestatehourblog.com. That's a WordPress site that I use. Also, she was pretty much all over Facebook. We had her on there. And then we'll probably, post all these folks for you. So, in one place where you can get all this information. So, let's talk about chasing the market. So, a lot of people, there's an old axiom, you never want to chase the market. Now, what does that mean? Well, there's a certain price where you put your property value at when you put it on the market that is going to be at or below market price. And one of the things you want to do is not reach for the sky. A lot of, unfortunately, sellers, especially in the really high price markets, have been reaching for the sky for years. Unfortunately, they were getting that sky price, but now that's changed. They did a study where they're looking at price reductions, and Santa Clara is one of those areas that leads the way as far as price reductions, simply because people are just asking way too much for their property, and they're not selling. And, when you get into a market that is, I wouldn't want to say in decline, but in our area, it's waning. It's not the hot market it used to be. The median home price does seem to be going down. Prices are dropping, not, tremendously, not with any alacrity, but they're still coming down. But the thing you want to do is that, there was a time where you would have a comp and you'd say, well, geez, let's try this price. And it may be 20 or 30,000 above the last comp that closed. Gosh darn it, you were getting that price. And you might be even overbid. But that seems to be changing. So the last thing you want to do is reach for the sky and be sitting there with this price that is way out of the marketplace where other properties around you are selling. And what you're actually doing, folks, is you're selling other people's properties. People look, there may be three or four properties on the market in the neighborhood, and you're the highest one because you're reaching for the sky. And, your realtor is telling you, you know, that market's not here anymore. We need to be here. And you're going, no, 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 no. I want this price. And, you know, the market doesn't care what you know, why you need money. You know, well, I need this to do this. I need this to do that. They don't care. The market just is going to give you the market price. So it doesn't really matter if you need this money to move to where you want to go. You know, you need to ask yourself, if you don't get that money, then what are you going to do? Are you going to move? Are you going to stay put? Are you going to buy a smaller house, say, you know, in the area you want to move to? Maybe you're going to have to work a little longer. I mean, the market doesn't really care. And people don't get that. And so what happens is that people put their price up there. What's that?
Makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. And so what happens is that it's just like a stock market. Okay, if you want to go back and say, look, I want Apple's price a month ago. They're going to go, yeah, oh, really? Well, we don't do that here. Sorry, you know. Oh, darn it. Why not? So what happens is that folks get stubborn on their price, and then they start, okay, well, I'll reduce it here. And they kind of nickel and dime, you know, and what they're doing is that the new comp is maybe they were listed for $650, and the market was at $625. Well, now what's happened, somebody sold their property maybe for $610, so that's the new comp on the block. So you're at $650, you say, well, I'll drop it to $625. And you go, wait a second, $625 was the market when you could have sold it, okay, a month ago. But now it's changed because now the new comp is at $610. And people don't realize that, is that they start chasing this market, and you'll never catch up, guys. The problem is that the price you could have gotten initially is more, okay, than what the market will tell you if you start chasing the market. So if you could have gotten $650, maybe you could have gotten $625, now you're looking at $610. So, you know, if you put that house on the market at a really blown up price and the market refuses you and you're not getting any showings, or you're getting showings but no offers, okay, then you've got a problem. So, there's an old NAR study, National Association of Realtors, where they said if your house has been showing, I think it was like 10 or 11 times, 10, 11 showings should equal one offer. And if you're getting a lot of showings, but people are using your house to sell every other house in the neighborhood, that's not a good thing. Because what's going to happen is they're going to go to the next house, you know, and it could be the same model. And they're going to say, wait a second, they want $650? This one's $610. Well, I'm going to buy this one. Hello? Yeah, no kidding. And then if you don't, you know, really have a well-staged, very nice, you know, the maybe kitchen remodel, this type of thing, and you're asking the same price as those that do, then you're in more dire straits. So you got to be careful with it. And, you know, as much as we realtors like to, you know, tell our clients this, and we, you know, we work under a fiduciary where we have to. Literally, it's our duty, and according to the NAR ethics, we need to tell you that, look, you're overpriced. This is your price. This is not my price. Sign here. This is your price. This is not the price I'm advising you. Because what will happen is that people will, you know, not sell their house, and they'll get ticked off at you and say, you did not give me the proper advice on, you know, how to sell my property. And I go, yes, I did. Here's my market analysis. Here's what I told you. Blah, 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 blah. So you got to be careful with that. But so the last thing you guys don't want to do is chase that market down, because sometimes you never catch up, or you'll actually get less money than you could have if you would have priced it right the first like 3 or 4 weeks of the property being put onto the marketplace. So keep that in mind, okay? You don't want to chase the market. You're going to hear more and more agents talking about that. Matter of fact, I'm going to post a really interesting chart about how that happens on the blog later on today and on my Facebook page. So stay tuned for that. I'll post it up there so you can see it. Okay, so we're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk about the market and some financing tools that are being used. Also, we have a sales disclosure chart. You know, if you're selling a property you inherited through a trust, you have some limited disclosure issues, but we'll talk about that in more detail. I'm Mike Kelly. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour. Give us a call at 636-1350. And you can be in a home before Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
The sentencing memo on Michael Cohen could lead to big problems for President Trump if, says former FBI agent and Yale law professor Asha Rangappa.
Prosecutors would need to show that the president acted knowingly and willfully in order for it to become a criminal violation.
Snow, sleet, freezing rain in the southeast, more than 10 inches in some areas. ABC's Kristen Lee driving in the Lake Norman area near Charlotte, North Carolina.
I got to tell you, the conditions on the roads have significantly worsened since we started our trip north of Charlotte about an hour and a half ago.
A fire at a Jehovah's Witnesses house of worship in Lacey, Washington this weekend being called arson, according to ABC's Ariel Reshef.
Authorities are investigating nearly half a dozen incidents where the religious group has been targeted, and no one has been hurt in any of these incidents, but the ATF and Thurston County Sheriff's Office are investigating the latest fire. Officials now offering up to $36,000 in rewards for anyone with information that leads to an arrest.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Rain is expected for tonight. Today, though, mostly cloudy at 60 degrees, 59 on the coast. Showers overnight, low 44, 47 on the shores. Monday, mostly sunny after morning showers pass at 60 degrees, 58 on the coast, and then mostly sunny for Tuesday at 60. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Yep, it's that time of the year. Hopefully you'll be in a home before Christmas. And you better get to getting, because today is the 9th. So, you know, you could still get in the home before Christmas. I know realtors that could, or lenders that'll make that baby work and get you closed and in there and... Yeah, we got all sorts of lenders that'll do that. Every lender that has been on our show can do that. So if you wish to chat with me about real estate after the show, you can always call my cell phone. That's pretty much the only number I got. And I think I think we have a landline, but it's for, and I don't know why I keep it. I think it's for fax, and I don't know why I keep the fax. So they don't get faxes anymore. But anyway, my cell phone, 707-322-8503, 322-8503. We're talking about chasing the market and pricing properties properly. Well, that's a lot of alliteration, pricing properties properly. It was at a bar meeting the other day, and it's really essential that you have a trust set up just so you can avoid probate, and there's a lot of different issues that's inherent with having a trust versus just a will. So, you know, talk to a trust attorney. We have two great ones we've had on the show. My favorite good friend of mine, Jan O'Neill, she is a trust attorney, and she's out in Bennett Valley. And Juliana Brockway, who is a real great attorney you can also use. And, you know, get that trust taken care of. Especially if you're older, you know, and you're in your mid-50s, 60s. I mean, unfortunately, we have, you know, way too many people passing now with because of all sorts of issues. It seems like we've had a slew of them the last year. Cancer, which is the biggest one, you know, heart attacks. And so just get these things checked out. And so you'll if you do pass, everything will be hopefully in order. because it's kind of like being respectful of the people that who will be left with your mess or your instructions, one of the two. So once again, open house 5421 Cassandra Way, which is up in Wickiup, Larkfield area. Beautiful home, tri-level Condiotti, very popular model family room downstairs. It's got four bedrooms and 2.5 baths. Good-sized house. Hopefully somebody's calling me right now, and I don't have it on my – there we go. That was my phone, not Joe's.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah, I should have said, don't call me when I'm on the air. Okay, I should have said that too. But the price is $739, and we'll have two agents there, Anita Anderson and Elizabeth Faust, and they're holding the open for me today. It's just over 2,000 square feet, big lot, 7,800, almost 8,000 square foot lot. And the landscaper did a great job. He's the owner landscaper, professional landscaper, leveled the entire lot out. And it really, really, really is nice. It's on a corner lot, so you have some great views of the mountains and stuff, and a very private backyard with some big trees, so you don't have people looming down on you, which is always, always a good idea. Okay, so go see him today, 5421 Cassandra Way, $739 is the asking price, and it is in Larkfield, Wickiup. Look for their signs, 1 to 4 o'clock. Go say, hi, gals. Mike told me to come up and check this house out. So we're talking about chasing the market. We're talking about also, you know, some of the financing vehicles we use for sales. And like I said, the sales are off about 5% so far this year over last year at this time. Now, you know, not a tremendous, you know, drop in sales. But this has been going on for like 5 years. So, you know, where the sales keep dropping and dropping and dropping. You got to remember that people now are selling homes every 11 years. So people are just not moving around as they used to. And you can blame that on us baby boomers. You know, we're kind of out of the market now as far as, you know, homes. I mean, there's a lot of boomers that are, unfortunately are back in the market as people who lost their homes. You know, a lot of the people in Fountain Grove were going to be selling and moving down anyway. So the fire kind of accelerated that. But right now we only have on the market, and, you know, people talk about inventories increasing. You know, our market is a lot different than what's going on in the overall market. I mean, our inventory is way low. We only have 839, only 839 active listings in the entire county. And guys, we usually carry, you know, the old days, 2,500 to 3,000 listings. We have 839. All right, this is, you know, and that's for the entire every city in the county, you know, and that's like all the four quadrants of Santa Rosa, right? Sebastopol, Petaluma, Cotati, Rohnert Park, Healdsburg, Cloverdale, you know, the whole Russian River area, the town of Sonoma. We only have 839 active listings. That's it. So if you're out looking for a property, you can say, well, there's not that much really to look at. Well, and you're right. you're kind of going, okay, where's the beef here, Mike? You know, where's the properties? But, you know, there's a strategy still inherent with a lot of this stuff. And, you know, I think if you're a buyer right now, and we've talked about it before, there's a certain strategy you use, and that is to look for properties that have been on the market for a while. Don't go right out and look for the latest property that came out on the hot sheet, because it could be there are people, you know, and I tell this to every seller, there are people now waiting for you to put your house in the market. They're waiting for you to put that house on the market because they've seen everything. With 839 listings, you can see everything. Now, if you're looking at a certain price point, there ain't that much out there. All right, so you can pretty much see that entire price point in an afternoon. So when your house hits the market, boy, they're going to be on it. And, you know, and hopefully, you know, we'll have more and more people that get in that have, you know, other financing, you know, ways to buy a property. And, you know, some of those are VA and FHA. When you look at the numbers, and, you know, granted, these are kind of weak numbers, but if you look at the sales, like last you know, year at this time, obviously we just came off the fire. So we had a, you know, big surge in sales. In November of last year, we had 469 sales. This month, we've only had, you know, 323. So pretty dramatic drop in home prices. Not home prices, but home sales. And the thing is that the When you look at the loans, when you look at cash sales last November, 159. This past November, only 63. So you can see there was, even though it, you know, November was like the end of the year, you know, last year it really, you know, amounted to a lot of activity. The thing about when you look at these terms, you know, the properties where you would hope that we would see more activity would be VA. But VA guys, you know, for last year, they only had three sales that were VA the entire month of November last year. We only had two this year. So VA is just not getting, you know, and that very well could be just the pricing. You know, I think a lot of people, when you look at VA, if you're putting not that money down, you can't afford to have those big monthly payments. Okay, that's the nice thing about VA. If you have the cash flow and, you know, you're making good money, you can afford to have a zero down, you know, VA loan. But a lot of people can't. So we're just not seeing that happening. Plus, I think a lot of people were just, you know, or just got scared off of the marketplace because it was crazy. And a lot of the veterans are sitting this one out. So, you know, my talk to the vets right now would be to get yourself, number one, reapproved. Reapproved, is that a word? Reapproved? I guess it's kind of a
You
word.
Said it, so it must be.
It must be. Get yourself approved once again. How about that? And really look at the marketplace because the prices have come down somewhat. And like I said, there's people out there that'll make a deal, okay, with the VA loan. FHA, we only did 24 last year. We only did 21 this past November. So, you know, FHA is not really that big of a deal, and that's a low down payment also. So I think what's happening with a lot of people is that the affordability issue because of the prices are just knocking the slats out of these zero down, you know, 3.5% down, 3% down, 5% down loans because, you know, the payment is still going to be so darn high when you look at those low down payments. Overall, conventional financing is really the king, and by that we just mean standard loans, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, you know, where the loan is being, you know, sold off to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are what we call conforming loans. Conventional last year, 259. This year, about 216. Cash, though, was king last year. 159 sales were cash, only 63 this past November. So, you know, and if you look at across the board what's going on, private funding, you know, it's not that any tremendous thing. You know, seller financing, we had one sale, it was seller financing. So, but what's really disconcerting is the VA, which is only two sales in the entire month of November. And that was 328 sales. So I don't know if the vets have just given up. They just, or there's not that, they just can't afford it here because of the, if you put, you know, zero down, you know, and medium home price was 600 and something thousand bucks, that's a pretty big hefty payment. So, but if you're, you know, a vet and you feel you were kind of aced out in the spring market, you know, get yourself, you know, pre-approved and get out there and start looking again. Not that there's much to look at. It's 839 listings. The $1 million report, which was kind of interesting, the, you know, last year, November, we had $94 million plus sales. In this past November, we only had 39. So you can see there was a tremendous, you know, surge in that price point after the fires. People were, you know, really, really wanting to replace, you know, their homes, and they did it. They got out there and really looked at stuff. You know, the sweet point seems to be, you know, right around, I would say probably 500,000, maybe 450 up to about 750 seems to be where all the action is right now in 2018 as far as the most active and the most sales happening. Average days on the market, it's a little down, about 63 days. You know, it's pretty skinny out there. You know, when you look at the areas, you know, and if you're looking at Oakmont right now, they had 10 sales at Oakmont. I mean, you know, there's not that many out there, you know. So the thing about it is when you look at these, the sales, you know, there's just not a whole lot out there, you know, as far as, you know, the sales were concerned. And when you look at the price range, you know, I'm looking right now, and there are no, in all the price points, let's see what Sonoma's like. Sonoma's always kind of wacky and crazy price-wise. What's that? Take a look. I'll take a look during the break. Okay, we'll take a break, come back, and I'll find my place here. Right back after these words. Give us a call, 636-1350. Right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Jones to Durant. Durant looked ahead. Durant, middle, right side, Clay. Takes the dribble. Now the three. Got it! An NBA record for Clay Thompson. 14 threes.
I'm Clay Thompson, and this is the home of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
I'm Quinn Cook with the Golden State Warriors.
I'm Stephen Curry.
I'm Steve Kerr.
I'm Damian Jones.
This is Where the Warriors Play.
103.5, 94.5.
KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Wouldn't that be nice being home before Christmas if you do not have a home right now and you're renting? You could, you know, put those lights up like Joe says, not worry about the landlord saying, hey, you're getting nails in my walls. You say, get away from me. This is my house. I can do anything I want with it. I can put up pink lights if I want to and all that kind of stuff. What kind of color, what do you have, kind of lights do you have?
There's, they've got, they hang, there's several.
Oh, the sickle, the kind of sickle things, the icicle ones.
But they have various colors, green, blue, little bulbs. Yeah, they look pretty good.
Little bulbs that go blink in the dark.
I don't go crazy like a lot of people do, but, you know. I just
some of these guys, just like, you know, whoa. Yeah,
a lot of work.
Yeah, one time I had a friend of mine used to take his, he's a lender buddy of mine, he would take all of his agents out on a Christmas tree party thing in a limousine, which is kind of fun to do. But I remember that used to be the guy over here on Creekside used to have an incredible, like, animated open. I mean, it wasn't just lights. It was like everything moved. You know, it was so cool, you know. And I asked the guy, he's a cute little short little guy. And I saddled up to him one night and I go, so what does this cost you per night, man? He goes, it's $650 in December. That's my electricity bill. And that time.
Really?
Well, I'm sure
he's got a bag out or something, you know, donation thing.
No, he did it. No, oh, he really? Did it every
there's
year.
A,
and then
there's
he
a place on Vallejo. Not too far away from the back end of Doyle Park.
Yeah.
And they really do it up. They even got a short ham radio. If you put it on the FM station,
you get the
it
Christmas
has some music
of
the pictures you're watching.
Oh, cool.
It's really pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah. There's some neat ones out there. Yeah. Okay. So what are we talking about here anyway? Oh, we're talking about, you know, how many listings are out there and all that kind of good stuff. And I was looking for... You know, right now there's only that I can see. Is this where my 2018 hit? In 2018, the hottest area seems to be the northeast area, between 600 and 650,000. There's actually 10 sales. There's not double digit sales anywhere else. Okay, in the current, you know, in November, Sonoma always seems to have one of the highest median home prices. Right now, their median home price is $895,000 in Sonoma. All right, they had 23 sales there, and not very many when you look at the price segments. There was pretty much single digits, maybe two of the certain price points. So not a whole bunch, even in the $1 million stuff, is not as much as they normally have. So definitely, November, obviously, we're coming out of the, into the holidays and the seasons, the home sales will be, obviously reflecting the winter months. But, the drop-offs we've had in the last, two or three months is the ones that really make you sit up and take notice. Because, when you have, I think it was August to September, we dropped like 30% sales. We kind of came up a little bit, in October, but then November dropped like a stone, almost like another 33%. So you see these big drops in home sales, and you kind of go, ooh, what's going on here? Then the median home price being flat in October, then dropping 5% in November. So you kind of get to drift, guys, what's going on. You look at the numbers, and if you're saying, oh, no, those are okay, it's just seasonal stuff. No, you don't have seasonal drops like that, okay, for those months. They have a tendency to peter out, so to speak, during the holidays, but not that tremendous drop we've had in those 2 months. And then, when you look at the expired listings, they're way up because people, like I said, are overreaching on their prices and not getting, what they feel they need to do what they want to do. And, that's unfortunate because the last thing you want to do is base your need on how you price a property. If anything, it should be, okay, what's the market going to do? Okay, here's the price. Now, how does that reflect on what you want to do? And you say, well, if I don't get $100,000 anymore, I can't move to where I want to move to. Okay, so then what do we do now? Well, maybe I'll take my house off the market. That's certainly, you can do that. I'll wait until I get that extra $100,000 back. I don't know if I'd wait for that because I don't think the market's going to be doing that in the next, the next year. I think we're probably going to, I think we're adjusting to where the buyers are and what they're willing to pay. The rates, I think, are going to stay at this level, if not lower. I think the Fed's not going to be doing that much. The economy is still strong, even though the stock market is bouncing around all over the place. When you look at, here in Sonoma County, we're at full employment. I mean, we're like at 2.5% or something like that, which is basically that's full employment. And so, when you have that going for you, we have a pretty diverse economy here. But the housing is the big key, and that's going to be something we're going to see, in the years to come. And there's all sorts of people wanting to do this, wanting to do that. There's the whole homeless issue we have to deal with. So, housing is going to be the big key here in Sonoma County. I don't know if we can, build our way into affordability. That's going to take a whole lot of properties to do that. There's some bills that are, in the assembly that it's going to hopefully, allow people or developers to build, affordable housing, apartments, this kind of thing. They're going to start looking at changing, industrial zoning, commercial zoning, something that has never been allowed for residential. If it's in what they call a transit sphere or an area of opportunity, then maybe they'll be able to change that and do single families or apartments, this kind of thing, to maximize the housing. Because right now, guys, we need housing. I think Newsom was going to say what he was saying. He wants to build 3,000 houses in the next 4 years, or 3 million, excuse me, 3 million houses. That's a big stretch, and it'll be interesting to see what he will be proposing once he's sworn in the office. It'll be, there's a lot of people that are working on it right now and trying to get more affordable housing. So we shall see. In the city of Santa Rosa, as we've talked about it here before, there's other projects that are coming on that are looking pretty good. There was one recently that I'm just totally drawing a blank on it. Space, it's tough when you get old like this, Joe. It's just like,
boy, can I relate to that one.
Yeah, really. Yeah, just kind of like space. But you can see what's going on in Rotor Park and Petaluma. You know, they're building more and more housing, which is good. You know, but it needs to be below market rate, guys. Market rate is not affordable. And I think a lot of, you're seeing that with a lot of new developments, that they're offering these big incentives to get people to get into their properties and buy them. And I think a lot of these people are going to have to sit back and say, boy, you know, we're over the market. Market's out here. So that's going to be a tough one to swallow for a lot of these developers. So the open house today, come up and see Liz Faust and Anita Anderson. They're going to be holding open the property at 5421 Cassandra Way. Price is $739. It's a Condiotti tri-level, 4-bedroom, 2.5 bath. Just over 2,000 square feet, really nicely done. Sits on a corner lot, and you know, beautiful landscaping, lush green lawn, and you know, it was really interesting because the owner landscaper has a very efficient drip system to take care of the lawn, but he was getting like notes left on his car saying, you know, you're wasting water. Look at that green lawn of yours. And he had to have the city come out and give him a letter stating that, you know, his water levels were below most of the neighbors because of his super efficient system he uses. Yeah, really. Yeah, people get a little crazy, you know, with lawns and all that kind of stuff. Well, how could you have a green lawn in this environment and all that kind of stuff? So come out and see the girls. They'll be out there today from 1 to 4. And, you know, so we're looking at, you know, the overall marketplace, and it's definitely, guys, is changing. So if you're thinking about putting your house in the market, you know, I'm not using comps that are probably more than 2 months old. Because I'm trying to, you know, see where the market's at. I want to see what the latest comps are. If you go back into June and July and in the spring, you know, it was a different market then, and prices were selling differently now. So the only problem we have is since we have such weak sales for the last 2 or 3 months, it's kind of hard to find, you know, comps if you're only going back 2 or 3 months. So you may have to go back and pull up some properties, and then hopefully – you know, you can see some active listings out there that are kind of buoying your price, because one thing we're finding out is that, you know, the homes that sold in the spring and early summer were selling for substantially more than the ones we have today. So just be aware that, you know, if somebody starts quoting, you know, May, June prices for you and is saying your house is, you know, comparable to those, you may want to just stop and think, okay, do you got any other newer comps? And, you know, you had anything back a couple of months, maybe 3 months, so we can see just really where the action is. And then, you know, you're going to have to make up your mind. You know, I would probably stay away from, you know, any of the, you know, computer generated algorithm kind of valuation sites, Zillow, you know, talk to your realtor, see what the local market's doing, because there's trends in the marketplace that only a realtor can pick up. Okay. So we'll see you next Sunday. I think you told me to get out of here. Yeah. Do I have to leave? Kind of, what if I want to stay for another hour?
Do you just want to stay another hour?
So we have the Raiders after this?
No, not today.
Not today, okay.
Actually, the Raiders are at 12:45.
They play 12:45.
The loss will be to the Steelers today.
ooh, negative guy. The loss will be to the Steelers. Okay, we'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. Give me a call if you want to chat after the show. 322-8503, 322-8503. You've been listening to the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.